Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. There's a few announcements, a few important announcements. One is that there's been complaints, especially in the women's section. There's a lot of noise there. And it's been carrying on for quite some time now. That the women come, many come late also. And they sit down and start making noise. And by means of this, there are disturbance to all the other women folk who are sitting. Alhamdulillah, many, many women folk come. They benefit very greatly. And they come with the intention of Islah, of reforming themselves. But unfortunately, there are those also who are coming. And they start speaking, start discussing, start talking. In the means of this, they disturb every single other person there. People cannot hear properly. So we should be very, very particular about the noise factor in the women's hall. Some women folk, they bring their children also. And the children start making noise. And the children are left. They don't worry about the children. Don't look after the children. Or don't take them out. And then this crying disturbs all the other women who are sitting there. So as far as possible, those who have children, if they cannot control the children are not quiet, it's preferable that they sit at home and listen to the programs over the live streaming or on the receivers. They are not a disturbance to all the other women folk who are coming, because this is causing great difficulty to the women folk. They cannot hear the program and they are not getting the full benefit. Similarly, there is a request, especially as soon as the program ends here, then Adhan is taking place, then there is a lot of noise at the women's hall also. For all of us, Allah give us tawfiq, that we must learn to respect the Adhan. Some ulama have mentioned very, very severely that the person who speaks of worldly matters at the time of Adhan, there is a fear of leaving this world without iman. Because it is a sha'air Allah, the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A sign of taqwa, to respect the adhan. We should reply to the adhan, keep quiet, bring this quality within ourselves. So we should be particular about that. Similarly, there is a request also that the women folk who are coming with their children, you should be particular about the dressing of the children, that the kind of clothing they are coming in. Sometimes they come with murat, pictures of animate objects. And by one child coming with the picture of an animate object, the angels of mercy are taken away from that area. So now that we are everybody sitting there, but there are no angels of mercy, they have left the area. So everyone is deprived because of that there. At all times, you should not have such clothing which have pictures of animate objects at home, anywhere, any place, put up, any boards, etc. Because the angels of mercy, they go away from that place. So we should be very particular, and especially in these deeni gatherings, our children should wear Islamic clothing. Some people come, bring their children, wearing shorts, the girls' hair is left open, wearing very, very tight-fitting clothing, wearing jeans. These are not the Islamic way, how a Muslim person will dress. These are the way of the kuffar, the disbelievers, the way of immoral people, immodest people, people of Islam. They've got clothing of modesty, of the people of Iman and Islam. As our Hazrat says, that if a person makes his child wear clothing of a Jew and a Christian, people say, how cute, how nice it is. But when you make the small child wear a kurta, a cloak, then they say, why are you making them like an old darima, old anima already? So this is, we should be proud. This is our Islamic way. Why must we make our children look like Christians and Jews? The fuqaha have mentioned that if your child is wearing clothing below the ankles, wearing a long kurta for example, or trousers below the ankles, the child is small, is 3 years, 4 years old, there is no sin upon him. But the parents will get the guna and the sin. For the boy is wearing the kurta below the ankles, then the sin will be upon the parents. Because the parents, they are mukallaf. They are bound by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The child won't get any sin. So if we are wearing all this kuffar kind of dressing, non-Muslims, we are dressing on our children, and we've got al-waladu sirrun li-abihi. Our Hazrat says, the child is the secret of his parents. The parents, he likes it, but he can't show the people that I like the ways of the kuffar, the disbelievers. So he puts it on his child. A child must wear the clothing of the disbelievers. So may Allah give us tawfiq also, we should be particular about that day, the clothing of our children. We are coming to these areas. Another complaint also is of the cell phones. Many people that come for the programs, they are sitting with the cell phones, playing with the cell phones all the time. When we come to these deeni gatherings, the best is a person must completely put off his, switch off the cell phone, so there is no disturbance. His full attention and mind can go to these deeni programs. He will take the full benefit by means of this year. So we should try to put off our cell phones. But, and even worse is when the cell phone is ringing in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these deeni gatherings, they have got musical tones. Many of us, alhamdulillah, we're coming for very, very long for deeni programs. We should ensure that we change our ringtones to simple ringtones. If the phone is such, it cannot be changed. I'd rather sell that phone and try to get another phone which has got simple ringtones. But generally, all phones, you can change them to simple ringtones. And we should abstain from musical ringtones in the house of Allah. And that music is going on. This will cause great, great physical harm to ourselves also and spiritual harm. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Also, another thing is that when the meal time comes, and all of us, amongst the women folk also and the men folk also, we should always give preference to the elderly people, the old people. And normally the youngsters, They always go and they sit down first, and they want to get served. Whereas our Hazrat teaches us, we must become khadim. We must become the people who will make khidmat, not the makhdum, that we are served. Unfortunately, it's very, very common today amongst young people. They're not prepared to make khidmat, to serve. A person has got a bit of knowledge, maybe, for example, or a person has got some status, amongst boys, amongst girls also, that they're not prepared to make khidmat of the elders. Whereas this is a very, very great quality. So, especially those people who are from our area, we should try to first serve. If there are many, many people serving, no problem. Amongst the ladies also, if they can help and assist, firstly, let us see the old ladies sit down first, they eat first, and thereafter, inshallah, there will be enough food, and we can also sit down and we can partake of the meals. But always have this jazba of khidmat within ourselves. How can we serve the other people? And those who have come from outside, we are living in Azadwell. So the Azadwell people must make khidmat of those who are coming from outside. Let those who have come from other areas, they are our mihman. And the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that the mihman must sit down first, the guests must sit down first, and the host must be the last one. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest of human beings. He himself, he would eat last when he was serving his mihman and his guests. So we should be the host, and we should try to serve the people who are coming from outside. One other point is that, alhamdulillah, the donations, brothers give the donations for money, for food, which are served every month. But our Hazrat teaches us that we should have this quality within ourselves, not to take things for free. That I'm going, I'm eating, alhamdulillah, somebody else is paying. We are taking the sadaqah and the charity of other people. But we must have this jazba within ourselves to pay ourselves. We are eating a meal here, for example, and we are not asking for donations, alhamdulillah, we have enough money. But to teach us a lesson, that we must learn to pay. For example, we come here, eating the supper, we're having breakfast, lunch, we have a box there in the men's section, the ladies' section also, people to put money in there. So this must teach us a lesson, that wherever I go in life, if Allah has given me enough, Allah has given me wealth, I must learn to pay for whatever I'm eating, whatever I'm benefiting. I go to a masjid, I'm utilizing the facilities, put 50 dan in the box. Why must I take the sadaqah and the charity of other people? I must have this quality within myself, I must pay for my own. So we have got the facility here, for those brothers, so that we can learn this lesson within ourselves. How can I pay for whatever I am utilizing? Similarly also, one request is that the brothers who are coming, for example, the monthly majlis, the humble request, at least 2-3 days before, they could inform us that you'll be coming for the program. It's at Arab in etiquette, give a phone call, send a message. And many brothers, they at least to tell us, so we can make arrangements for the sleeping, for the feeding. Many times it happens that we make arrangements for 30 people or 20 people, and then 50 people come. So now we are also put in a bit of embarrassment. We quickly try to make some other arrangements, but it becomes difficult. So etiquette and adab will be, alhamdulillah, the Madrasa Zakaria students, they come every month and they phone us 2 days before, 3 days before. We are bringing so many students, 30 students are coming, and alhamdulillah this month 45 students are coming, and we are coming at this time. So at least we know from beforehand, we can plan, we speak to the cook, we make the arrangements. So whoever else is coming from out of town, just send us a message, an email, by Wednesday, Thursday, before the majlis, to inform us. So inshallah we can make proper arrangements. These are adab and etiquettes, not only for the khanka, but for our whole life. The person has to bring these qualities within himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq.